Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is not Grimm's Hentai Corner, it's pretty much Grimm's Visual Novel Corner, but because this has like two fucking H scenes, I still have to call it Grimm's Hentai Corner. Even though they're at the end, they're vanilla as fuck, it's still considered Grimm's Hentai Corner, because apparently people don't know how to label shit. What do you want to call it? Softcore Hentai? I don't know. Welcome to Grimm's Softcore Hentai Corner. I don't know, it's ridiculous. There's times I want to strangle people because there needs to be an in-between thing. You have hentai, and then you have, what, half-tie? Oh, wow, that's going to be butchering the fuck out of the Japanese language. But, yeah, you know what? Let's do it. Most of my... goodbye to 16% of my Japanese audience. I've just butchered the Japanese language. Welcome to Grimm's Half-Tie Corner, where it's not quite hentai, and it's not quite, you know, not quite not hentai. Anyway, we're gonna get started with Sakura no Mori Dreamers. We're on part 15. Damn, we're still on the Kirito route, so let's continue. And, wow, y'all surprised the fuck out of me with 122 views on the last one? Was it that good? What the hell did I show? Anyway, let's get on with it. Hey, and if you like the content, actually sub. Like, hit the bell to be notified and actually sub because it's awesome. I see the sub going up and up and up and up. And it means people give a shit and they like my content. So sub, because more is coming. I'm a guy that's going to continue to give you this content. So of course you want to sub if you want to keep up with what's going on. I mean, this isn't the only visual novel we're doing. I mean, sky's the limit. We got so much coming. So just go ahead and give me a sub. All right. Sponsor spinningrobotpussy.com. Go ahead and grab one of those if you have a doll and that works for you. Of course, that's not going to work for the young folks, apparently, we have here. But, you know, doll owners, you'll like that. And even if you're not a doll owner, that thing will probably give you a new lease on life. Okay, lunch break. Yeah, of course that's okay. Thanks. Senpai. Oh, she addressed me as soon as I got out of the bathroom, catching me off guard. We'll come over for lunch again, so wait for us in the classroom. Eh? See you later. Ah. Tonosawa scuttled off without even waiting for my response. I thought you were planning to discuss your plan with the other three during lunch. Well, I was. I let out a sigh. I could do that after school. I didn't particularly want to talk to Tomasawa again, but I couldn't insult my sister's friend. After school? Well, that's okay, too. I'm sorry, Hatsune has this friend that... I told her I couldn't be rude to her, to which Kirito chuckled. You sure look after your little sister in a variety of ways. I don't think it's a bad thing. I gave her a resigned smile and returned to my seat. Now that I think about it, you told him about me, but not about Hatsune. Eh? That you're actually cousins, I mean. There's no particular need to tell people about that. You really think so? I wouldn't be so sure. These three would accept Hatsune's feelings with no bad blood either way. That's not what bothers me. Monica kept pestering me about getting a girlfriend. She kept saying that I had chances with all three from Sakura no Mori Dreamers, which he does. I thought that as a man, I should probably stop being wishy-washy and make it clear about how I feel about one of them or the other, but at that moment, I just couldn't focus on these things. I can see you won't be able to move forward until this thing is taken care of. So I'll help as much as I can, so one day you can finally put it behind you. Monica wasn't wrong.
Arisa was
You two get along so well. I'm jealous since I don't have any siblings. Tonosawa talked all by herself again today, though I did appreciate listening to her talking. And my parents aren't exactly blood relatives either, if you know what I mean. And that doesn't really matter much at this point. Anyway, I thought it'd be nice if we could get along as siblings too, is that okay? I nodded. I couldn't quite say no to a request to get along, although, I really hope she's not planning to eat lunch with me every single day. Mother made a lunchbox for me today too. It seems I only needed to ask. What do you think? Wanna try it? Nah, I'm good. Hatsune also shook her head. I don't think it's as good as yours, but I'm just grateful she made it for me. Tonosawa wolfed down her lunch with a smile. How did you make Katsuragi throw that bomb away? How did you make Katsuragi throw away that bomb anyway? Everyone's saying you use hypnosis, but that can't possibly be it, can it? It just kinda happened. What do you mean? I shrugged, trying to show I didn't want to talk about it. And Tonosawa quickly changed the subject. She seemed to be pushy, but also surprisingly perceptive and considerate. I didn't think IQ had anything to do with reading the room, but this girl was definitely smart in more ways than one. Mr. Tsukada. Everyone tensed up as I revealed my suspicions about Tsukada. Isn't he pretty popular among students, though? He only laughs kind of weird. Yeah. I didn't explain the details like stuff about the laugh to them. I'm not sure. It wasn't my homeroom teacher last year. But I've been seeing him every day since changing classes, and he doesn't give me that kind of vibe. Though you can't really tell if someone's possessed just by looking. Bodok tended to react to places more. But it wasn't unheard of for them to flock around a person too, especially if they had a strong desire to kill. In other words, Tsukada might just be putting on a pretty good act at school. He's probably smarter than Katsuragi and doesn't target anyone related to him. But it was true that he displayed a few behavioral quirks that set off alarm bells. I don't care for fatties. That's an alarm bell! Man stating his preference here. Come on now, he doesn't care for fatties. Oh, but we were talking about the young man. Well, yeah, you really shouldn't, okay. And that's, I don't know. Because people will say, oh, bullying is good. You know, it actually, like, because some people will say, well, I was fat. And they bullied me and bullied me and bullied me and bullied me. And instead of actually, like doing off with himself, he said, you know what? I'm tired of being bullied. I'm tired of being fat. Let me go ahead and make better choices and get some exercise and think about what I eat. And actually, a lot of people lost weight. Like, there's actually guys on the Nick show that actually said, I was bullied and I was fat. I lost weight and I feel better and live longer, hopefully. And that's great. I understand. I, of course, don't mind helping out. Just don't expect much. I said it before, but it's not like people are open about their secrets and dreams either. If they won't tell you about it in reality, they'll keep their lips sealed tight there too.
お酒を飲んだ 時の感じに近いのかな？想像だけど。
Well, I suppose they're a little bit easier to talk to in dreams, though. It's probably similar to what would happen if you got them a little drunk. I doubt there are many idiots who confess their crimes just because they're tipsy. Agreed. Oh, sorry about that. Ooh, did not mean to do that. That's why I'd rather you didn't get your hopes up, but I'll give it a try tonight.Okay, thanks.
でも私としても正直期待はしてしまうわね。塚田先生が実はジョーカー。
I can't help getting hopeful though. It'd be great if we found the Joker.
学校で毎日のように顔を合わせる先生が殺人鬼かもしれないだなんて。
It's pretty creepy.
気味の悪い話ね。
It's pretty creepy to imagine someone you see every day might be a murderer though. That was one of the scarier aspects of the Bodok phenomenon. Those possessed looked like humans both inside and out, but there was also something monstrously quiet. But there was also something monstrous quietly lurking deep inside their souls. Ah, okay. And by then, they had already been turned into beasts in human form.
結果は明日の昼休みにでも報告するから。
I'll report the results during lunch tomorrow. Okay.
今うなずいたけど、本当に大丈夫？昨日京都の妹さんの友達が押しかけていたけど。
You sure you're gonna be free though? Your sister's friend kept you occupied during lunch both yesterday and today. Ah, let's do it after school if that happens again, if that's okay. Everyone nodded.
Hatsune-chan の友達？誰？
Hatsune's friend, who is it?
そう、私も名前を知らないけど。
I don't know their name.Tonasawa Arisa. I met her yesterday for the first time, too. That sounds familiar. Ah, isn't that the girl that appeared on TV because she's supposedly really smart or something? Oh? And I hear she's quite pretty, too.Arisaka gave a meaningful glance. Huh? Are you asking me?
そうね。聞きたいのはむしろ君の印象だけど。吹上くんはどう思った？
Yeah, I think I'd like to hear your opinion. What do you think? I don't know. I guess she was okay. Shizumiya started chuckling while Kirito just looked around at us confused. Are you good friends with this Tonasawa girl?Huh? Not really. We're just classmates, I think. Really? I totally assumed you were close friends. I don't think we're that close. That said, I still couldn't suddenly change my attitude with her. What are you two talking about? There was a girl in my class that wanted me to introduce her to Shinji.Oh, that's our Shinji, I suppose. It's just dumb luck. I mean, I appeared on TV, so... Is she cute? That's what people are saying. I was asking for your opinion, but fine. I felt a sense of deja vu. But why are you asking about her?No, I just figured I had to show the appropriate amount of respect if she was your friend. But I guess I can't suddenly be rude to her just because she isn't. Oh, okay. Appropriate amount of respect? What does that mean? Haha, I see you try to look after your sister.Oh, thanks, Shinji. No problem. It's a nice, wholesome scene there. I waited for a few minutes, but Tonasawa didn't appear during lunch break. It doesn't look like she's coming. Yeah, let's go see what Shizumiya found out. Okay.
やっぱりだ。
It was no good. He didn't tell me anything. I see. He seemed pretty confused while I'd asked such things. I couldn't tell if he was really innocent or just a good liar, though. Got it. Thanks. It seemed I had no other choice but to break into his house after all. Oof. I didn't find anything important, but I did learn something interesting. What's that? The identity of his favorite student. Is that really so interesting? Well, I suppose it depends on who it is. Shizumiya chuckled. Is it Mifuyu or something? Huh? That sounds kind of creepy. I hope that's not it. Wrong. It's Shinji. Huh? The two regarded me with vacant looks. I don't think that was your intention, but you tend to stare at him intently, don't you? It looks like he misunderstood that for affection. I was observing and glaring at him. Maybe he's got bad eyesight. I decided to act right away. Some might say it's lonely or inconvenient to live alone, but that worked perfectly for me. What exactly are you planning to do? That building might have holes in the walls, but not the kind you can squeeze through. Breaking in is not as easy as it sounds. I'll think about it if I actually get the opportunity to try it. What do you mean? I have no idea what he does on his private time, so I don't know when he might not be home. I see. I knew when he definitely wasn't at home during school hours. So if it came to that, I'd skip school for a day to execute my plan. Let's go! Okay. The lights were on again. Someone might have called the police on me if I had just stood on the sidewalk. Luckily for me, it seemed like the area was filled with a bunch of empty houses. The rent must have been pretty cheap here. Why would he live in a place like that when he had a stable job? Ah, now that I think about it, I've heard some of the girls in school saying that he didn't have a family home. What? Why? He lost his parents when he was little. I wonder if that's another thing that makes him popular. His circumstances sounded similar to mine, but I couldn't help running them through some of the more incredulous parts of my mind because of my suspicions. I see. Maybe that's why he's poor. That was what I was just thinking too. There's nothing to do. It's only been 5 minutes. Yeah, but it's still boring. Don't you agree? Yeah. It must suck to be a detective. It looks a lot more fun on TV. I don't think I've seen one scene that went on for longer than 5 minutes without anything happening. The apartment I chose to use as my base looked like it had paper-thin walls, but I still couldn't hear a sound from anywhere. There was no one walking in or out of the buildings, nor was there anyone walking outside. It was like time had stopped. Maybe you should hire that detective again. It would probably last more than one day, so I wouldn't be able to afford it. Annoyed, Monica disappeared into a ribbon. I stared at the apartment, wondering what was Sakata doing inside. It's weird. It should be I stared at the apartment, wondering what Sakata was doing inside would have been better. It felt frustrating to be so close, yet so far away at the same time. But I was the one who chose to do this, so I might as well hunker down for the ride. And so I continued my stalking until we changed uniforms for the season. You look down lately. Don't tell me you've already caught summer heat fatigue. No. I mentioned it to Grandpa, and he said there's nothing better than kendo to get over it, and that I should tell you to join their practices if that's the case. Well, of course Grandpa's gonna say that. It's not heat fatigue. Are you sure that's even true, though? It's absolute hell to wear the armor in the summer heat, so I guess it builds your endurance. There's a point there. I see. Actually, I was about to explain everything to her, but just then, the homeroom teacher entered the classroom, cutting our conversation short. They're talking about you at home too, Shinji, about you spacing out and stuff. Have you noticed? Yeah. My scouting exhausted me to the level it affected my personal life, but today would be different. I finally came up with a way to get Monika inside his house. We went to Trattoria Sakura no Mori for the first time in a while. Sweet and delicious treats are the best thing against the summer heat. Really? I thought it was eel and umeboshi. I prefer the tiramisu in this restaurant. You just want an excuse to eat more of it. Are you exhausted by the heat, Shinji? No, not really. Oh. Though I can't deny I'm a bit under the weather, I'm a little sleep deprived since I spend my evenings watching Tsukuda's health. You're tired. Sweet things are exactly what you need at a time like this. And remember, anime girls, anime waifus live on sweets for some odd reason. Just how much do you like that tiramisu? Well, I can't deny I'm a big fan. No matter how effective, I'd never take him out to eat eel. It looked like she really organized this outing because she was worried about me. Luckily, we didn't have work these days, but it seemed like my comrades were watching out for me even outside the battlefield. Didn't you two need to attend club though? You're free to participate whether you want when you. Let's not do that. You're free to participate whenever you want when you're a senior. The arts club isn't that strict. We mostly work on our own anyway. I see. Kirito looked around the restaurant as she filled her mouth with cake. Moriyasu and Katsuragi happened almost right after each other, but... It's been peaceful lately. That's good. Yeah. But it wasn't like the number of Bodoks had decreased. What about the Joker? Have you received any new videos from him? Kirito nodded with a grave look on her face. They come almost on a regular basis. We got one just the other day. I see, that's awful. Speaking of which, the contents of the videos have changed slightly lately. Grandpa said that the victims are no longer missing ears. I wonder why. I guess it's better since his victims don't get tortured as much, but he's still killing them in the end. Yeah, Grandpa was confused too. That's all that changed though. Ears. I couldn't forget the shock when I saw what was inside that drawer. Though he ended up hiding that away before the police got there. That said, our current peace is only temporary. Kirito looked around the restaurant with a melancholic expression on her face. The customers seemed to be enjoying themselves, not even suspecting that an extremely dangerous serial killer was lurking in their town. But that's why I should use this temporary piece to stock myself full of tiramisu. Everything just comes right back to that. You don't want yours? I'll eat it. The lights in Tsukuda's room were on as usual. Let's go. Okay. I slowly ascended the dark steel staircase. No matter how careful I tried to be, they still creaked under my feet. I approached a thin-looking weathered door at the end of the second floor. Your turn. Ah, no good. This is a one-room apartment, so I can only see the kitchen from here. The room is further down, but my view is blocked by the sliding door. I see. Try to see if you can hear something at least. Roger. Marika came back after about a minute. I can't hear anything. I wonder if he's actually not home. If so, then he might have been slipping out of his house at night to kill. It's not a good idea to stay here. Let's go back to the road for now. Okay. I tried pulling the door handle just in case before going. It was locked. The fact he may have actually been away from home made me excited. I hadn't seen anyone coming in or out. So it'd be pretty much a guarantee it was up to no good if he wasn't in his apartment right now. Okay, I'll try hanging down from that window. What? These windows have sunshades, right? I can use them as a foothold. Huh? It's dangerous. I'm gonna be okay. I'm confident in my athletic ability. That's not all. You're gonna get the police called on you as soon as someone notices. That should be fine. There's no one here anyway. Not to mention this room is at the very corner of the house. I can't waste any more time. Let's do this, Marika. Aw, jeez. Don't blame me if something goes wrong. The room directly underneath Tsukuda's was probably vacant. As I never saw any lights on or laundry outside, that also factored to my plan. I stepped on the railing and grasped the sunshade with both of my hands, then pulled myself up pretty much on the strength of my arms alone. Phew! Wow, I commend your strength, but Monica would have never let me do this if she was still alive. Though I suppose in such a case I wouldn't have been doing this to begin with. Being a ghost, she had no choice but to go along with me. I felt sorry about that fact, but this time I generally needed her help. I crouched on the sunshade and I grasped the rails above. The thing might have broken under my weight if I didn't support myself elsewhere. Phew! I somehow managed to secure a stable posture. Monica's ribbon was tied to my wrist. If she could move up to a meter from it, she should be able to get inside his room now. You can check it out now. Yeah, yeah. Monica disappeared into the window, but jumped out almost right away. What was that all about? Her expression looked kind of strange, too. Was he not in the room? No, he was. Oh, my spirits fell. What happened? Don't say he was watching a murder video. Monica denied that right away. He was watching a video, but not that kind. He had his headphones on, which is why it was so silent inside. Why was she making that face? Monica, just what happened over there? She sighed. He was watching a video with his headphones on and massaging himself. Huh? Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. I do. Oh, wait. I'll check it one more time. Hey! She took longer this time. Almost 5 minutes or so. My joints hurt all over from standing in place with this weird posture. She finally came out wearing an even stranger expression than before. I've seen enough. Let's go. I nodded. I too was at my limit. Shinji, about that video. There were two men on the screen. I couldn't quite think of a way to respond to her. Yeah, I mean, I kind of got that when... As soon as she said that his favorite student was Shinji, I was like, oh yeah, this guy's gay. And that's pretty much what I figured he was watching. Like, I knew he wasn't watching straight porn. I had that idea. I couldn't quite think of a way to respond to her. Oh. And that wouldn't be that big of a deal, but looks like that video was of himself. Huh? This time my mouth opened wide by itself. I saw his face pop up here and there. There's nothing special to make your own porn in this day and age, yeah? And filming yourself doing it wasn't a crime or anything, but... It's kind of weird, you know? Tsukuda looked like he was really enjoying himself on the screen, but... Huh? She wasn't calling him Mr. anymore. The other guy in the video didn't look too happy to me. And he looked kind of young. Too young for comfort, to be honest. And then, finally, Marika suddenly looked to the side. What? Senpai, what are you doing staring at a utility pole in the middle of the street? What? Oh, wow. We're in chapter 5. Surprising. Tonosawa. She stepped into the light, and I let out a sigh of relief. It's been a while since we spoke, so I didn't immediately recognize her voice. Huh? Are you sick? Kind of. Hope you get better soon. Thanks. So what were you doing here? I saw you staring at the utility pole. She looked around. I don't see anything. I wasn't staring at the pole, just thinking. About what? I remained silent. What are you doing in a place like this yourself? A friend of mine lives nearby. Huh? Senpai, Are you planning on standing here for long? I'm on my way home, so maybe you could walk me back if it's along the way. It definitely must have looked kind of strange standing around on the side of the road. Figuring that it'd be a pain to have rumors start in school, I nodded. I can do that. Don't forget your bike. She glanced at my bike by the fence and smiled. She's actually, pardon, pulling on a road bike of her own. I'm impressed you can keep a cool face at this pace. Is this too fast for you? I always ride like this. Ah, recognizing biological differences. I guess that's the difference between a man and a woman. Ah. I've only started cycling recently. I can see that. You can tell. I suppose I should try mimicking your pedaling. No, it's more in how you're dressed. Ah, yes, I should have known a skirt was a bad idea. It was pretty weird to see someone on a road bike in their regular clothes. I think that's why you get tired. But wearing cycling pants is kind of embarrassing. You can't wear underwear, and they show all the curves of your body. Not like I have any curves to show. Ha. There are skirts you can put on the cycling pants, though. Oh, I never knew that. How long have you been cycling? I don't even remember. I hadn't been cycling for a long time until recently. Phew, I looked it up on the internet, but... there's still so many things I don't understand. It's hard to improve when you don't have someone experienced to ask for advice. I guess so. Were you like that too? Yeah, a childhood friend that lived next door and her father taught me a lot. I knew it. I don't have a single friend that cycles seriously. Senpai, could you maybe teach me the basics? Huh? I guess I could do that. I really didn't feel like it, so I ended up answering in kind of a vague way. Yay, thanks, ha. Seeing her so happy about it only made it harder to retract the offer. About the outfit. Cycling pants have pads on the back, don't they? Yeah. It's better to have them, right? The saddle is pretty hard and makes me feel kind of weird when it keeps rubbing against me for a while. Does it hurt? Yeah, it kind of does. Then you should definitely wear cycling pants. Okay, I'll do that. It's kind of important after all. We reached the station as we talked. Finally, I'm drenched in sweat. How the hell did you even ride that bicycle? Big ass dress. Donasawa took out a handkerchief and wiped her face. Would you like to use it too? No, I'm good. Are your clothes made of a quick drying material? I'm wearing silk. Your sweat won't dry up in that. Yes. Aha, I really should have known better. Are you free next Sunday? I guess I am. I'd like to go buy proper clothes for cycling as soon as possible. Could you come with and give me some advice on what's best? Yeah. So that was what she meant. Having pretty much no choice anymore, I nodded. Tonosawa mounted her bike as we agreed on the time and place. See you later. It's fun to ride together. See you. Monica appeared as soon as Tonosawa rode away. It looked like she was furious about something. Wow, I've never seen a more shameless woman. Huh? What? You didn't feel it at all? You men are hopeless. Man, get a red pill from a waifu today, folks. Everything she said was designed to lead into your pants. It's like each word was coated with sugar and then dipped in honey on top of that. Ah, you know, I kind of got that too, that she was trying way too hard to be... Oh yeah, that shit, you gotta be careful. Hmm? I memorized all the words. I memorized all the worst lines. It apparently started from when she mentioned difference between a man and a woman. Oh, so she was playing that she understood the biological shit just to go along with him. Now that she mentioned it, maybe some of her remarks were a bit too leading, but I'd have never noticed that by myself. Uh-oh. I thought she was just another girl at first, but no way in hell. That's a dangerous witch if I ever saw one. Is that bad? Don't tell me you like her. Not really. Thank God I'm with you. Boys are terrible at noticing these kinds of things. And some even welcome them if they do. I really don't like this one. You shouldn't get involved. Ah, that leads me to a little bit of a red pill rant. She's right, actually. One thing that I do remember back in my day as a young man, women would tell you not to get involved with certain other women. And it's not, like a lot of people say, oh, that's because of jealousy. Not all the time. Women actually understand other women in a way that most men won't get. So they'll be like, yeah, this woman's a bitch, and here's why. And you're like, well, I would have never gathered that. She seems so nice. Yeah, but she wants to boil you in a pot of soup. And you're like, but that woman there, she doesn't seem like you'll be carrots and you'll be swimming with carrots and potatoes. Like, no. But see, that's what women used to do. Or, I mean, I don't know. I think they still do. But it's good to have women to talk to in general. Like, that's one thing I don't like about current, I guess you say some of the more extreme parts of the manosphere. It's like, oh, don't involve yourself with women. I mean, that, okay. Sexually, yeah, be careful. But that doesn't mean don't talk or be friends with women, especially if they can fucking help you. Because not every single bit of advice that a woman says is something that just, oh no, don't pay attention to her. You gotta pay attention to men. Because like men will say that, like, oh, you gotta hear what the men are saying. No, that's not the case at all. Sometimes a woman will be like, hey, that woman will fucking chop you up into pieces, and you don't even realize it. Or she'll just do the most horrible shit. Maybe not so much as chop you up into pieces, but she will, like, destroy you. I've actually had female friends that have told me about other women, like other, you know, that would say straight up, this woman here, oh, she did this, 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 and this, and that's like, that woman? Like, yeah, she abandoned her kids, and she apparently killed this man and took all his money. I'm like, wow! Like, I would have never guessed all that. That woman's absolutely fucking nuts. And, oh yeah, it gets worse. There's certain women that actually used to be like, when I was younger, used to be like wing women. They'd be like, hey, no, you want to stay away from that. I actually had my adopted sister would go in there and say, that there, I don't want you even near that. Like, literally, would say, no, don't mess with that. That girl will fuck you up. And when they're talking about fuck you up, they're not talking about she's going to beat me, but she might end up destroying me in some way or another. There's a lot of ways that women can destroy a man, and that's why there have to be women out there to tell a man, hey, that one there, she's not a minefield, she's a fucking grenade. Like, she'll just, you know, slowly, oh, it's not a big deal, a grenade hadn't gone off yet, maybe it's just a dud. And then boom! Oh, pieces scattered all over the place. Didn't even know it was going to happen. So Monica there is actually giving good advice. She's saying, hey, this girl, she was trying really, really hard to get in your pants, and you need to pay attention to that, because she seems like she might be making a voodoo doll of you, putting in little pins, and all of a sudden you'd be fucked like that. So you might want to just leave that one alone. I agree with Monica. Now let's see what the character is going to do. What are you going to do, Shinji? I never intended to. I gave her a tired smile. Okay then, you were acting a lot more friendly with her than in school though. Ah, I guess that's because she was riding a bike. I didn't expect that. Okay, listen to that. She says, that too kind of smells, but whatever. This is going to end up being a Red Pill Course episode, I have a feeling, because I think this woman, is, like, she's leading, almost kind of grooming, in a way. She's trying to fit in, like, she's just basically trying to draw him towards her so that she can do whatever kind of crazy thing she can do. Like, I don't know what they're going to exaggerate it, you know, what kind of exaggeration they're going to do. Like, maybe she's a witch, maybe she's doing black magic, maybe she's chopping people. I don't know. But in any way, it's all going to be a metaphor for what can actually happen with certain women, and I guess men as well, because there's men like this as well. That's why a lot of women are so afraid of the incel or the red pill rage kind of guys. No, I wouldn't say red pill rage, because red pill rage, you don't want to be around women, but the simp, or the hardcore simp that tries to do everything that the woman likes, those are the guys that are really fucking scary. Because they can come out and be like, oh, well, I like this too, oh, I like that too, I like this too. And not legitimately like them, but it's just to the point where everything that a person likes, they like. That's kind of weird. Like, that doesn't happen in normal society. Like, when I've dated girls, sometimes I had nothing in common with them. Like, oh yeah, we like horror movies and heavy metal. Everything else, completely different. Like, I remember one time I dated a girl and she showed me, like, oh, this is me at cheerleading and all that. Like, I don't really want to see this. But, you know, when you're a guy, you're dating girls, you're like, whatever, I'll watch it. Oh, I was like, oh my god, that's you? Look at you. Like, you're looking over here like, Morticia Adams, and then over here, and seeing you looking like, I don't know, Preppy Jenny or something over here. It's like, what happened? She's like, oh, well, I changed my whole attitude and stuff. Which, she did carry it with her. I mean, the same woman, she's still that person, dressing in all black and all that stuff. So it wasn't just a phase, but, you know, at the same time, women can change, and there's chameleoning, where they're like, oh, yeah, well, I don't like that either, or that. I mean, and I'm just saying they pretend to. I'm not saying that there's women that legitimately don't agree with certain things that you don't agree with. Like, oh, I don't like this, and the woman will be like, well, I don't like it either, and she means it. She's not just saying it to get in your pants, or she needs something for you, but she legit is that way. And it's really hard to tell. That's kind of why you need a wing woman sometimes. Instead of just a wing man, and sometimes men can be really good at it too. Men will say, oh, I don't know about that girl, man. You need to stay away from that girl. Like, there's a lot of men that'll help you out, and women can help you out too. So don't think that women don't understand other women, because they can. Remember, they're all girls, they all hung out together a lot, and sometimes they'll be like, okay, yeah, that one you want to stay the hell away from. She's fucking nuts. You have no idea. Like, you have no idea. She may play herself out to be this, but no, that's not who she is. I know who she is. That's not her. It sounded like she had more things on her mind, but she didn't say anything else. Don't worry, Shinji. You're about to get red-pilled today. And hopefully we can red-pill you guys a little bit too, because this is all important. Again, this isn't about ignoring women or anything else. This is about being more cautious in relationships and not just falling head over heels over any woman that says, I love you so much and I think everything you do is cool and I like all your... Dude, there's women that have done that shit to me. Oh, I like this, I like that, I like this, I like that. And then you get into an argument with them and they change their mind and everything they said was complete bullshit. You know, people need to be authentic. And, of course, you know, women have that biological nature where they are very good at blending in. And that's why a lot of men don't understand. They're like, oh, well, she likes football and we watch football together. I'm not saying that women can't get into that kind of stuff. Like, maybe there are women that say, you know, I didn't care for football when I was young, but I started getting into football when my husband got me into it. Because that does happen. There's husbands that get wives into games and anime and even this kind of stuff. I got a friend of mine long time ago. His wife got into Katawa Shoujo. And he said, dude, I don't think I'm ever going to see my laptop again. Because she just got into this game, she won't stop fucking playing it. I got her into it, because I thought it might be something she'd be into. And I've not even got a chance to play it myself. Now, I don't know if she's still playing VNs. I mean, maybe. I mean, once you get into them, it's hard to get out. Especially when you get into more stuff like Karno Shoujo, stuff like that. You get into it. So... Yeah, it's possible for women to get into stuff like that. I mean, I know guys that say, I got my woman in the gaming. That happens. When I was dating my ex, she wasn't a big gamer, but she was interested and curious in that kind of stuff. Like, she wanted to learn. She thought gaming was interesting. And even when she got married, she would watch her husband play the game and kind of get into it herself and kind of enjoy it. And even with my friend's ex-wife, when he would play games, she would sit and watch the Xeno Saga games and play all three of them. And she would watch the cutscenes and really get into the story and get into, like, Persona 4. The story of that one she really got into in Persona 3. She got into that kind of stuff because it was just interesting. It was on at the time, and she got something out of it, you know. And and that's cool because, I mean, it can happen. We always think that women are not interested in this kind of stuff, but sometimes they just need a good push, or they just need the right kind of thing to be like, oh, hey, that's actually something cool. I remember one time when a woman approached me and said she loved Persona 5 Royal. I'm like, you don't play these kind of games normally, but she said, no, I really like this game. It's something I really get into. I like the story. I didn't think I'd like anything like this, but I'm really getting into it. So, I mean, again, there's a lot of things that we need to, like, kind of bring to a level of balance here. Because things are kind of unbalanced right now with men and women, and it's not all... I mean, it's not the manosphere's fault, it's not feminism, it's well, a little bit of feminism, but it has a lot to do with society as a whole, when society's trying to tell women to be this way and that way, but they're used to being a certain other way, and it just screws everything up. It just ruins and messes everything up, and it's hard to be, like, friends and all that, because people are afraid that they're gonna get taken advantage of, whether that's sexually or just... And other ways, you know, there's a lot of ways you can take advantage of somebody. A lot of ways. So, you can't fault when somebody's upset about it. When somebody's worried. When somebody's like, I don't know if I should trust men. I don't know if I should trust women. I mean, it's just, it's a change in society. It's kind of sad to see. But at the same time, I do remember the days when, like, Monica here was saying, hey, that woman over there, she might kill you. And literally 100% means it. Like, literally would whisper in your ear. Let me tell you a little something about that woman right there. She is probably gonna fucking kill you. And you're like, what? And you're like, what? No, not that. You're joking. And we see on the news several crazy things. Don't forget about the woman that busted into the guy's house with a machete to his throat. Demanding sex. Yeah, that sounds pretty hentai, doesn't it? But it was real, and that guy wasn't happy. So, some bad things. Some bad, bad things that happen. So be very careful, guys. And, I gotta agree with Monica here. She's trying to help us, help him out. I ended up promising to go along with her on the weekend, but darn, I really don't want to. Why don't you invite Hatsune to come along? It'll be better than just the two of you. That's a good idea. They weren't exactly friends, but at least it didn't seem like they hated each other. Oh yeah, she kind of interrupted us, but you were saying something else about Tsukuda, I believe. About that. I really don't care that Tsukuda's gay. It doesn't fucking affect- Oh, but what I do care about is that he is apparently sodomizing a young minor. No. That is really disturbing and disgusting. I'm not saying that that shit doesn't go on, because I'm pretty sure it does. We have, obviously, all kinds of information, OnlyFans, all that kind of stuff, definitely going on. Probably in the gay community, not every gay person, but, definitely that sort of thing goes on. So, I mean, you look at Desmond is amazing, all that kind of stuff. It's just really creepy. It's really, really creepy stuff. And, Tsukuda, yeah, he's probably trash. There's another thing that I found weird. The boy on the screen looked familiar to me. Familiar? You mean you've seen him in real life? Yeah, but I don't remember who that could be. Maybe it's someone from Sakura Goaka. I still don't think I've said that right. Sakura Goaka? Maybe Sakura Goaka. Was he using his position as a teacher too? Yeah. That wasn't exactly what I expected, but it'd be quite a scandal if that was true. You said the guy didn't look too happy to be on that video? Yeah, that's why it got me even more curious. It's possible someone I've actually seen in real life might have been a victim of that kind of abuse. The weight of her words slowly chilled my heart. I ended up watching that disgusting thing for 5 minutes. There's definitely not something right about that teacher. Oh. I don't know, guys. Alright. Well, this one's going to be really interesting coming up. I will continue to do what I do best and give you guys red pill pointers as we go through this particular story. It is not common for these to get red pilled, but it does seem to be getting to that point here in this particular story. Again, I have predictions. I'll make my predictions because I want you guys to kind of... We'll do this together. I predict that she's going to continue to try to push his buttons. As far as... She'll wear the cycling pants. She'll do the whole... everything trying to appeal to him. There could be a point of contention between him and the other girls. She's going to get extremely jealous because other girls have his attention, and that's very common of this kind of woman. Remember, she wants him all to herself. She's absolutely crazy. I do expect her to flip. I do expect her to be one of the ones that they go inside. It's going to be a very interesting situation because she's going to be infatuated with him. I think this is going to be, if I can't have you, no one will situation. Which is, it's an old story, but it's still a relevant story. In the age where, yes, I know, relationships have changed and all that, women aren't quite so, I mean, some women aren't quite so, I guess you could say, clingy as they used to be, because there used to be some women that were absolutely clingy, and a lot of that has changed with the generation, but this still goes on. You still have stalkers, you still have craziness like this, and I think this that could be this particular woman that they're trying to introduce. I don't know if they're going to mention her witchcraft or if she is an actual... Well, I mean, I don't know how far this is going to go. They may have just been calling her a witch. I don't think she's going to do any magic. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to illustrate this. But I do know this is going to be a story in which I'm going to have to point out things to the viewers here. Just so we understand the kind of behaviors that she will probably try to do. And we also have to point out Monica, because Monica is literally like the red pill wing woman. And I hate to even use that term, because it sounds like blasphemy in that way. You know, women can't be red pill, but yeah, but they can provide. If we're talking about traditional red pill, which is the truth and not the lie, then we are talking about a woman and say, hey, look out for this. I don't like that. She even says that smells. And when she says that smells, she's like, that smells fishy. That's not normal. That's a little weird. She's also riding a bike. She's also interested in cycling. Yet, she's completely panting the whole time. She's just out of breath. She's like, oh yeah, I haven't cycled in a long time. Okay, yeah, you haven't cycled in fucking age. I don't think you've ever cycled. I think you just noticed that Shinji was popular on the TV, which is a problem because that's the stalker syndrome. That's like, just like these stars that have to deal with people stalking them. It's rough. It's rough. I mean, that's part of being famous. And he got famous for what he did. So he's all over the TV. And this girl went fucking nuts. And we're going to see how far she goes. I expect her to flip out. I really do expect her to flip out. I hope we can show it next week. Because I want you guys to see that. And we're going to have commentary on that. Because that is important. Remember, we do offer red pill commentary. That is part of this. It's not just visual novels. And I notice a lot of red pill and gender dynamics in general in these. That's why I've really chosen these for my commentary. Because I've always loved these. And of course, it was Aroge that red pilled me in the first place. Like, very early on with Discipline. Red pilled me, black pilled me on sex a little bit. It's like, oh, I didn't realize people could be that fucked up. But yeah, they can. Even in sex, it could be that fucked up. Is it an extreme? Yeah, but it does happen. There are people out there that are that fucking crazy. And you learn that as you get older. So, with that said, guys, this is the Grim Lord. I thank you for joining us on Grimm's Half-Tie Corner. To all the Japanese that are probably laughing right now. And hope you guys have a good one. This is Grimlord, and I am out of here. Later.